I cannot function without coffee, nor can I function without this man right now in my life. I am so excited, ladies, to introduce to you someone that's just absolutely phenomenal that joins myself each and every week, and that is someone that is taking care of my TMJ. Tracy, tell us who we have today.
We have Dr. Insulera from the TMJ and Sleep Center.
Hi, Dr. Insulera. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you.
Well, we are super excited to have you on the show because TMJ is a real thing, and we definitely want to be talking about it, especially when it comes to our kiddos. Now, I know that I am someone that suffers with it, and it is no fun. So tell us what TMJ is all about.
Well, this is a distillation of more than 35 years, but basically what it's all about is it's all about muscle. And unfortunately, from the age of 5, and these are the records that I have, and everything I'm talking about, I just want to make clear, I'm not basing it on opinion. I'm basing it on documented records that I have, as well as, you know, the accumulated knowledge that accrues, hopefully, over 35 years or more. Anyway, TMJ basically is the malposed position of the mandible to the skull. That's the temporal bone of the skull, and the mandible with the condyles, those are those little bony round ends, fit into the capsule, joint capsule of the skull. My office, okay, and from what I've documented in my offices through many, I would say thousands of families, is that TMJ is a genetic predisposition of jaw position. So if you have what dentists might call a class 2, which is a retruded jaw, or a class 3, which is a jaw that is, you know, out there like, you know, they call it an underbite, or a very deep bite, any of those kind of conditions put the mandible in a bad way. Now, how do I know that? I know that because I take tomograms of the joint. I know that because I palpate about 40 muscles during an exam. I know that because we do range of motion exercises. If you want to know if a muscle's happy, see if a muscle can do the range of motion exercises and measurements that need to be done. This is all done, by the way, non-surgically. No pills, no needles, nothing that would be invasive in that respect. It's all basically done on measure. And what we need to effectively do is find a three-dimensional, intraoral, meaning inside the mouth, position where the muscles of your face are happy. That's the best way I can describe it for anybody. Where are they happy? Where can they, here's the other thing, consistently function to be happy? Because what I see in my office, now remember, every time you live your life through your face, about 5,000 times a day, you're swallowing, chewing, breathing, doing whatever it is you're doing. But if it's all in the wrong place, that is a dysfunction multiplied many thousands of times, not just every day, every week, every month, every year. And what does it do? If you want to ask me a question as to what it does, otherwise I'll continue talking. Would you like me to do?
Yeah.
I can go further with this.
Well, definitely when it comes to having your mouth like mine, out of place, not where it properly is, it causes a lot of the things that occur in your body. So definitely, Shanna,
correct.
We're all about that, aren't we,
correct.
Girl?
Yeah, yeah. Well, Dr. Insulera, this is Shanna. I was going to ask you, I know my daughter, Madeline, has TMJ, and I watched her over the years just suffer.
That means you have it, dear.
Oh, great. Awesome. I didn't even know that. I don't have any of the... I guess my question would be about symptoms. I know a lot of her symptoms were just not being able to open her mouth and headaches. But what are some other symptoms that we can kind of look for if we're kind of wondering?
What are your daughter's... Does your daughter have any symptoms? You said she has TMJ.
She's 20, almost 23 now, and has gotten a little bit better, but she would... I wouldn't be able to open her mouth wide, let's just say, to eat a hamburger. She has a bad headache. She does have an underbite.
Correct.
Her jaw was...
She has an underbite or an overbite? What'd you say?
Underbite.
Underbite, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It was terrible. I mean, I've grown up and it's better, but I remember going to Iowa City with her and going to the doctor and having them, you know, do some measurements and things like that. And I was just like watching how little she could open her mouth. I was like, oh my God, like that's terrible.
Yep, I hear you.
Yeah, so what are some of the other symptoms?
Yeah, well, that's when muscle's not happy. And when muscle's not happy and your jaw's supposed to be moving 5,000 times a day in synchrony with the rest of your body and it's not working, your muscles are going to let you know. So that's when they start closing down. And as you close now, I'm just going to explain this. When you have dysfunctional muscle consistently, it changes bone. And what do I mean by that? So what do I see? What do I see if I take a tomogram? A tomogram is a joint picture. It's not a Panorex where you see all the teeth. It's a specific joint picture. And so we're looking at the joint, we're looking at the ear, which is right behind it, and we're looking at the joint castle. So on people with consistent dysfunctional muscle, we see that bone gets punished for it. And how does it get punished? The bone goes further up and further back toward the brain and toward the ear, and then it starts to bend. We call it a knuckle or a bird beak or whatever. It just elbows or an elbow, and it changes its shape. So it's remodeling in a dysfunctional manner. And we see that in the condyle, in the skull, and we also see that in the capsule, which houses the condyle. Now, any joint capsule needs to be smooth and clean. That's not what we're seeing. So that's why things start to, seize up, because as you start to open or try to open, you're going down this runny slope, and this slope has got all kinds of bony obstacles in the way sometimes, but it's also got very much, it's got muscles that are real tight and dysfunctional. So you can't open very well because your body's trying to protect you from you. So that's why you start closing down. But let me get the symptoms. Everyone, this is a commandment, everyone, five-year-olds, everyone with TMJ has forward head posture. Everyone. And now let's go back on forward head posture. Forward head posture is not symmetrical, as Krista knows. Mm-hmm. Forward head posture is always one shoulder is ahead of the other. How do I know? Because I measure it. We also know that one hip is higher than the other. We also know that there's that asymmetry. That asymmetry plays through time to create painful joints. If you really take a five-year-old and go 50, 60 years out, again, what are you going to do if you have all this asymmetry? Well, you're going to have the same kind of thing that we see in the joints. Bony changes. Bony changes create hip pain. Bony changes create knee pain. Bony changes before that create neck pain and back pain. I had a lady in my office whose daughter is 13 years old, and she has straight teeth. The braces are off, so she had straight teeth, but now she can't open. And she can open maybe under 18 millimeters. Now, 18 millimeters means that you're lucky if you put a spoon in your mouth, okay? And this is a 13-year-old. And the mother walks in, and I know she's 40, and I looked at the daughter, and I said, you're going to be your mom in 27 years. And the mom looks at me and goes, what does that mean? And I said, well, I noticed your forward head. I noticed the way you're walking. I noticed your shoulders. And I said, you must have some neck pain, back pain, some disc compression in your vertebrae, spinal stenosis, which is a narrowing of the vessels to the lower back, and maybe even reflux, because when you have forward head, you don't breathe properly, you don't digest properly. And she stopped and looked at me, and then she said to me, I have all of that. I just had a disc out, and they just told me I have spinal stenosis. Yeah. You see what I'm getting at? It's the progression of leaving a five-year-old with what we're looking at through time. And I've been privileged, I think, to understand or see it for what it is. It's the multiple, thousands of times a day, dysfunctions of the jaw. You can't just take the TMJ and cut it right there and say, well, that's it, we're treating it just there. You can't. Look in an anatomy book. Every muscle in that head and jaw goes into the neck, shoulders, and back.
Well, Dr. Insulero, when I went in to see you, of course, for the first time, my daughter was with me, and you were looking at me, and then you were looking at Gia, and that's exactly what, and it's very interesting, and you ladies will learn more, especially if it's something that you have, that with forward head, that means every time you have an inch that goes over your spine, that's an extra like 10 pounds, I believe. So I got a lot of stuff going on me with pinching of nerves and stuff like that, so that's why it's so interesting. So, Dr. Jack, As you know, being in the medical field, we got to make sure we feel good.
Yes, yes. This is so interesting. Thank you so much for being here. I had a question about genetics, but you already answered that it definitely is genetic. I have a follow-up question to that, though.
Sure.
Can all the... So I know it can be genetic, but can behaviors cause or worsen it, too, particularly with all the stress going on with racism, COVID-19, just everything going on in our society? Can like teeth grinding or stress make this worse? Can you talk about that?
Of course, because it'll shorten the muscles and you're stressing. What are you doing when you clench? Now, let me backtrack on that. When you clench, you are doing what to your teeth? Well, you're grinding them, as people always say. Okay, gotcha. But as you grind your teeth, what are we seeing? Here's what I'm seeing. If I took let's say it was you, Dr. Jazz, I took an impression of your lower jaw and you said, well, you're grinding. if I go to the gonial angle of the mandible, that's the angle of the jaw right before it goes up into your skull, that angle right there, and I put my thumb on the angle of your jaw, and you've been clenching forever, we're going to see bony lumps in that jaw. So what does that mean? It's bone deposition because the masseter muscle is clenching so much, it requires more bone outlay. Okay, but here's the other problem with this. As you keep clenching, the vertical height of the back teeth gets shorter, which makes the muscle shorter and brings the jaw further back into the head and creates more forward head. Mm-hmm. So it's a never-ending cycle because people are looking at teeth, but it's the teeth, but it's the muscles that are not happy and they're letting you know it, and they're going to punish the teeth and the bones because they're not functioning. And when you look, if you're a PT, what does the PT want to do? Range of motion exercise. That makes muscle happy. What does that do? That creates the right range for that muscle to powerfully recruit itself. When you shorten it down, and the teeth determine the bite height of the face. So if the teeth have determined the bite height of the face through genetics and or when you're clenching and grinding, it even gets worse, you've effectively created, I call it like a smirk face. The nose to chin height is very much less than nose to eyebrow, which makes the nose look bigger, but it really isn't. It's the fact that there's not enough vertical between nose and chin because the jaw is too far up and back.
So interesting. Wow. Especially during this time right now, we definitely want to feel good and having, like you said, Dr. Jazz, the amount of stress that can affect you in your body, you don't really realize that. So, Karina, I know, honey, sometimes when you have two little ones under the age of two, that can cause a lot of stress.
Oh, yes. I'm just listening to this, and this is just also interesting to me. I'll be honest with you. I've never really heard that much about TMJ. And you touched on a little bit of this, just talking about being proactive at a young age. But if someone's correct, listening to this and they're thinking they might have it, can it be cured? And kind of what would be the steps and how would that go about?
I love your question because when we, and I invite anyone, because we do this free, complimentary, to come in for a cure consult. Because when you achieve the right range of motion for muscle and you get the right position, but how do we do that? I have a special computer. It's a neuromuscular computer. It wasn't invented by me. And I've been using it since 1987, I think it is. But it's been out 53 years at least. It's ADA, FDA certified for let me explain what that does. Instantaneous muscle measure with instantaneous jaw position. So I've got a real distinct advantage. You can't move that jaw without me seeing how your muscles are feeling about it. So can we cure TMJ? I have no doubt in my mind that I can cure anybody with TMJ if they listen. Now, that's something that most people won't say, but if the listening has to be a consistent attention to function, a consistent consistent attention to posture, because posture needs to be achieved. Mm-hmm. And you have to do that with range of motion exercises. And you can utilize, now here's the thing, you can utilize chiropractic. Chiropractic is actually more effective in the second and third month of posture exercise, because remember, those muscles with that forward head since age five never knew the right place to be. Now, all of a sudden, we're not dysfunctioning into these muscles, allowing them a chance to change. And we're working range of motion exercise with maybe a physical therapist, myofascial therapist, people that know what they're doing with muscles. Well, I include myself, but that's not my title and that's not what I'm supposed to be doing. So, well, what I'm getting at is that combination gets rid of the forward head. How do I know that? Because I measure it. In 4 months, we take a new C-spine, which shows us the direction of the head and the neck. And, I've got thousands and thousands of x-rays that show the postural changes in all these people. Now, does it change the joint as well? Yeah, it changes the joint, changes the muscle. But you're functioning with an orthotic in your mouth. It's a neuromuscular orthotic. And here's the kickback on this. You have to wear it 24/7, including eating. So my little inside joke to anybody there is, I said, well, if you have a boyfriend and they don't like the orthotic, guess what? Get a new boyfriend.
Oh!
It's that important.
Okay. That's definitely how we like to roll.
That's
for
right.
Sure.
Dr. Insulera, you're just helping so many people. So where can we find you on social media?
Well, Krista knows we're on Facebook for sure.
Oh, yes.
But I'll tell you what, seriously, if you call, and I would extend this to you people, and I've already got another lady, a UW student who's going to shadow me. I have a UW med student who's shadowing me. And I extend that invitation to you members if you'd like to do this. Even to Krista, I did that with. Because if you see what I'm looking at, I have nothing to hide. It's all open. And you come in and you just follow me. And my patients are usually very, very good with this. Actually, they've all been very good with this. And we share the information and you see what's going on and you see how they're feeling. And you see that a lady that opens at 15 is now opening at 55 with no pain. I mean, those are big things, you know, and that's because you're achieving consistency. And so I'm a nudge. That's why I tell people I have no friends, because I am a nudge. And when you come into my office, you'll fill out a postural exam and, test, and you're going to tell us how you're feeling. We're going to measure your muscle range of motion, and we're gonna check your orthotic, because here's another thing. I know I'm talking a lot, but I have to tell you. The orthotic changes. The orthotic changes through time as the muscles change through time with working. So it's not enough for the muscles to tell us where they need to be. Now they got to work it.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's like putting snow tires on a car. Okay, I see. Beautiful snow tires. But now let's move. We've got snow. Let's do it. We got to get traction. So, and that's a dynamic position based on neuromuscular measure, cross-index, the tomographic x-ray. Now, I want to bring this to your attention. I'm not a fan of splints because they're generic, they're static, you wear them at night, and they're not going to, I mean, if you just don't want to, if you don't want to clench your teeth, wear your splints, that's great. But are you going to get cured? No, you can't cure with static. Static doesn't teach muscles where to be. It's also not measured for joints and muscles. So to me, they can serve a limited purpose, but they don't serve a purpose if you want to be cured. If you want to just not touch your teeth and grind onto the acrylic one of these splints, that's all well and good. I'm not stopping you. I'm just saying if you're coming to my office, you're coming to get cured and do much more. And an orthotic and a splint are like apples and oranges.
Well, definitely, Dr. Insulera, when it comes to my orthotic, it is a definitely journey that I have, and I continue with you, and I'm so happy with that, because with my TMJ, we are going through this process together, and of course,
we are,
and if you are battling, and if you are feeling pain, chronic headaches, back, neck, shoulder pain, several other painful symptoms, you definitely want to go see my boy, Dr. Insulera, from the TMJ and Sleep Center. He is located at 6405 Center Avenue in Middleton, and of course, you can always check him out on social media and make sure you give him a call. Dr. Insulera, thank you so much for coming on and talking with us about what TMJ is all about.
I appreciate it. And the invitation holds for you ladies. Just give us a call.
We love it.
Awesome.
We love it. Tracy, thank you again. How do we show some love to our sponsor?
We want to thank American Girl. They're always hiring in Middleton and DeForest locations. And you can also subscribe to our podcast at mattonjams.com.
Ladies, thank you so much. We love you and we miss you.
Yes,
thank you.
Love you guys. Thank you.
There you go. It's the Madtown Mom Squad with Krista in the Morning Rush right here on Night Through and Jams.